Joey Jaws Chestnut on the line right now, looking for a record 13th title at the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Competition, July 4th on Coney Island. Joey, how's it going?
Doing pretty good. Getting excited.
Yeah, I'll bet you are. This is a very different looking hot dog eating competition, though, Joey. Tell me how, how different is this going to be? Give us the ins and outs of what's going on in COVID-19 hot dog eating.
Well, yeah, it's everything's changed. The only thing that's the same is the hot dogs. So every year, usually there's about 20 contestants, qualifiers all around the country. This year, all the qualifiers were canceled. So it was by invitation, past performance or rank, and there's only the six eaters. It's not going to be any easier for me because it's all the top eaters. Jeff Esper out of Boston, Darren Breeden out of Virginia. Those guys are capable of 60 hot dogs, say more than 60 hot dogs, and so I can't be lazy. This one, there's not going to be an audience. Usually there's an audience of like 40,000 people, New Yorkers, and people from all over the place yelling and cheering and pushing me. So I'm going to miss that. The only positive is that it's going to be inside. It's not going to be in the community. New York community is terrible. So that's going in my favor. But everything else is it's going to be a different atmosphere. It's going to be inside, no audience, and it'll be weird. If there's no music and no audience, we'll be able to hear each other eating and chomping. It'll be. I'm excited, but also nervous. I've been doing this for years, and usually I know what to expect. And this year, I don't know what's going to happen.
Man, that honestly, that's fascinating. And okay, so I would imagine that the crowd does pump you up to a certain degree, right? Like, there's 40,000 people, as you mentioned. It would be impossible not to feel an adrenaline boost with that. But I would think that the humidity would be worse. That would actually counter that. Yeah. That you're outside. You're trying to eat fast. That would actually be crushing. Like, what do you think is the bigger advantage? Because you talked about being nervous. Like, what are you actually most nervous about?
Yeah, I've never really eaten in air conditioning. Almost all these contests, even practices, I do them outside because I'm not going to do them in my kitchen because it's a nightmare to clean up. And I'm a little bit. I am a little worried. It's going to be a different environment. There is a chance that I'll be more comfortable. I won't be sweat. I sweat like a madman. I don't know if anybody's seen me. I think I hold the record of not just eating but sweating. And it's going to be. There's a chance I might be able to perform a little better if I'm not as hot. But it's never been done before. So next year, if it happens again, we'll know. But this year, I'm just rolling with it. And that's the story for this year. We just got to roll with it and make the best of it.
Okay. Now I got to know what the training regimen looks like in terms of the cleanup. Cause you just said it, that if you do it inside, it's a nightmare. Like,
and you've scrapped your practices.
I scrapped my last practice. So it's not the biggest deal, but I was on Sunday. I did a little practice in the hotel room, but I was like, damn it, I'm making a mess, and I'm just self conscious about that stuff. But so I did 20 hot dogs, and I feel like my body is really really it's cooperating really well. My jaws and my throat are really strong. So right now I'm eating healthy. I'm going to start my cleanse on Thursday. I'll pretty much be eating no solid food, until the contest on Saturday. And I'll be going empty and loose.
Man, that's wild. Like, how many days do you go without eating solid food? Because when Ben's talking about the preparation and what you do in order to train for this, like, yeah, your body just what it must go through in like the months leading up to this thing must be insane.
It's pretty much once a week I'm doing a practice, and then it's recovery, and then recovery is as soon as even if I don't feel like eating, I'm eating lettuce and cucumber and just high fiber and Metamucil. I'm just trying to keep things super moving, and then I have one or two days of eating normal, and then I go back into fasting mode, where it's almost two days of no solid food, And then once I know I'm empty, I can suck in my stomach and say, all right, there's a huge cavity where I can fit 75 hot dogs, and I convince myself that I can do it. And it's just every time I get it down and digest it, I know I can. I convince myself I can do a little bit more the next time, and it's just a matter of it's just the balance. And sometimes there have been years where I practice for too long and I start getting weak, and I start losing muscles. So it's weird balance. If I need to be fit enough to push my body hard, and then also be able to recover and it's a weird balancing act, a double edged sword. I have to love to eat, but also not gain a ton of weight.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's very much a double-edged sword. Talking to Joey Chestnut here. So you hold the world record for hot dogs and buns, 74 in 10 minutes, which you set in 2018. And hey, man, these practices, I'm sure you're using the same guidelines that you're going to have on July 4th. But like, have you ever come close to that record or beaten the record with nobody around to watch? And you're like, why did I waste this? Like a golfer on the driving range using all his best shots.
Oh yeah, yeah. I practice and I actually videotape them. Sometimes I send them to the other eaters just to really get in their head. Like, oh, there's no way you're going to beat me. At least I got this practice. It's really hard to beat the, I mean, there have been years where I made a personal best on the 4th of July. I haven't done that in a while, but usually I beat the record in practice first lately.
I love it. Do you feel like you're in your prime? Like, what is the prime age for a competitive eater?
Oh, dude, 25, 24. I was an animal. I could drink a case of beer and then go the next day and do an eating contest.
Oh, yeah.
I was a savage. Oh my God. Now I have to really maintain my diet and drinking. If I go out drinking, I'm paying for it for 2 days. But when I was 25, I could gain 20 pounds in a month and also lose 20 pounds in a month if I was dieting. So it was, my metabolism was just ridiculous. Right now, if I gain 20 pounds, I can still gain it in a month, but it'll take me 2 months to get rid of it, or lose it. So it's harder. Getting old sucks. You need to find a way around that.
Yeah, man. So you're human. Like you're just like us, where when I was same thing in my early 20s, I could go out and drink draft beer all night long. And it's like, yeah, no big deal. Now if I do that, I'm absolutely crippled the next morning. Like I can barely move. And yeah, I got to imagine that it sucked to be you the day after an eating competition. Like after you do this, it's just got to be torture. It's got to be hell. And now as you're getting older, like it gets harder and harder to do. Like, have you adjusted in terms of, like, the post-eat? Like, walk us through a day after. Like, walk us on what it's like on July 5th.
Yeah, I go into it knowing. I know that July 5th I'm going to be lethargic. And I think there's no surprises. I think that by accepting that, all right, I'm going to feel like garbage for a day and a half, I can push myself harder. I'm accepting it. And on the 5th, I'm still lethargic. Immediately after the contest, I want to sleep and I want to go. I'm thirsty. I'll wake up either to drink water or roll over, and eventually I'm gonna wake up and I'm like, "Oh, nature's calling." But the next day, I'm not really hungry, but I know that if I'm not eating things are gonna slow down digestion. But I try to eat lettuce and salad the next day as soon as I can. Sometimes a little bit of yogurt if I'm producing a ton of acid still. But it's like anybody who pushes themselves to an insane limit, whether it's a marathon runner or a boxer or hockey, they're going to be paying for it. There's a recovery period. And when you're older, the recovery period is definitely a little bit longer. I do a pretty good job at mitigating like the long-term damages. So last year, 4 or 5 years, I've been way better at eating healthy in between these contests and practices. So I can maintain it.
Talking to Joey Chestnut. So yeah, you're looking for your 13th Nathan's famous hot dog eating crown, the mustard belt. We all know it. It's right there with the Stanley Cup. But this is not consecutive, man. Everyone remembers 2015.
Oh, yeah.
Matt Stoney shocking the world, knocking you off. What happened then?
Oh, yeah,
could that ever happen again?
Oh my God! Yeah, this is a sport. Nothing's ever guaranteed. And I'm human, and I was having it wasn't that I was having a terrible year, but Matt was just. He was just in the zone. He was killing it. I talked to him every now and then. He's like, dude, I don't know how I was doing it that year. Everything was perfect. And sometimes things line up against you, and sometimes they line up perfectly for you. And that year, it was not my year. And I don't feel like that it's not going to be it's not going to repeat itself this year.
This line of questioning is just for the hardcore Major League Eating fans. But I think everybody looks at the Klitschko brothers. Will they ever fight? And then they look at you and Kobayashi. Will you ever go head to head again? Do you think it's ever going to happen?
I think I'm hopeful. I think there's a chance it could happen. I think Kobayashi, his name still, people pay attention to it. And I think one of these days there's going to be a sponsor who will offer him and say, hey, let's get behind you and let's sponsor a comeback. And even if you don't win, I think eventually somebody will give him an incentive to swallow his ego and bury the hatchet and just eat.
I love it. Just eat. Although I was looking it up yesterday, he's 42 years old. So yeah, you're talking about you being at 36 and starting to feel a little bit.
But he's
more
Japanese. These Japanese people age really well.
Yeah. He's gonna be. I can't imagine. Like, what do you look at this and say? Like, okay, this is the time where I can't keep putting my body through this. Or have you even considered that point at this stage yet?
No, I still love it. I love it to the point where it's like, I love the preparation. I love knowing oh my God, I'm empty. And I even love the recovery. I love knowing, oh, my body's still working. It's like, oh yeah, I'm going to do this next. Ooh, what would really make me feel better is that little bit of yogurt. And I like being in tune with my body. And it's just a weird feeling. I have an engineering degree, and this is something when I first started doing it, I was kind of embarrassed how much I liked it. And then I found out that it makes people happy, and people like to watch it. So it was like, oh my God, I never made anybody happy as an engineer. All I did was piss people off, telling them they messed up. And so this is, I love my job.
Well, yeah, plus there's got to be an idea of just always, improving and trying, to have these markers and baiting it. Like, of course, everybody can relate to that. So Ben and I had a debate about, I want to say a month and a half ago. I don't even know how we came across how this happened on this particular day. But we were debating which of your records we find most impressive. And for him, it's that you've eaten 141 hard-boiled eggs in 8 minutes. To me, and this seems like a no-brainer, I'm just going to lead the witness a little bit here. 28 pounds of poutine in 10 minutes? Out of those two things, and or did we miss one? Do we at least have it as one of those two things being the hardest?
Oh, yeah. Hard-boiled eggs was not that hard. I practiced for a little bit. And as a competitive eater, everybody knows, Cool Hand Luke. And so, I wanted to get 144. I was a little bit bummed out I didn't hit that, but hard-boiled eggs was easy, and they actually digest really well. I was smelling like a hard-boiled egg for 3 days. I was sweating and smelling like sulfur, but as far as the poutine was amazing. What they credit me with? They said 26 pounds, 28.
They said 28 pounds of poutine in 10 minutes.
No, I've got it right here as 19 boxes, 9.5 pounds. I don't know. Maybe there was one beaten after that, but that's how many times you've done the poutine.
Yeah, I've done it a lot. I think the record is 20. I think I want to say it's 26 pounds or something. It's up there.
Yeah, 28.
It was a massive record, but some of the gravy probably hit the ground. because we were eating kind of messy, and some of the gravy was like maybe it left in the box, but it was an amazing bloated feeling. It wasn't a heart contest, but afterwards it was just so bloated, and it was like I was on a drug or something, because time was like in slow motion. Like even when I would talk, it was like woo.
No, man, this got so heated between Ben and I that when you just answered that about the hard-boiled eggs, I literally, we're on a Skype call, I just threw two middle fingers right in his face across the screen. Like, of course it was the poutine, man. Of course it was the French fries, cheese curds, and gravy. Like, I said that a normal box of poutine, I think, is probably around, 2 pounds that you eat a large smokes poutine. It's probably close to 2 pounds. And, like, I can't imagine eating one of those and having a person just shovel one over right after and be like, all right, kid, like, get after it. One more here. And, like, that feeling that you described about eating the 28 pounds of poutine, like, that's how I think a non-competitive eater feels like after eating too much poutine in general. Like, it's just a hard-ass thing to do. So, okay, this now leads us into the thing, though, is like, what's the hardest thing for you to eat? Because there's got to be something that you just hate, but you just power through it anyways. There's got to be one thing.
There's been a couple contests. And it's always harder to eat food when you don't like it, and it sucks. I did a brain taco eating contest in Minnesota.
Oh.
And it was cow brain tacos. And, dude, the only reason why I went was because they had a bunch of rock bands there. It was at a zombie pub crawl. And they're like, oh, you get to party with the rock bands and this and that. So I agreed to go to this.
All you got to do is eat cow brain tacos. You're like, all right.
And it was terrible. I had to eat them with my eyes closed. And Matt Stoney was right next to me. So I would just watch him and see, like, all right, I just got to stay one ahead of him. And I beat him by one, and he was so mad. I ended up eating. I think I did 54, and he did 53. They were massive.
Man, dude, eating 53 brain tacos and not even getting a prize. Like, that sucks.
They were like veiny, this metallic taste.
How do you even go hang out with the band after that, though? Like, they're like, now your reward is that you can go to a concert and, like, move around a lot and jump around in a crowd and then interact with other people. It's like, nah, is there just, like, a bed option? Like, just go lay down in the bed with a spit bucket option? Because, like, that's what I'll take, a toilet. I'll take the toilet prize, please.
Yeah, it was a liquid diet after that, so I was trying to get numb.
Yeah. But yeah, okay, so you're shoveling them in, man. Like, I'm surprised that you can even taste. Like, how much are you actually tasting here?
Oh my god, I definitely taste. It's like a race car driver. If they're on a bad road, they're gonna feel it more. Everything's gonna hit them harder and faster. And when there's a flavor I don't like, I'm gonna be tasting it again and again and again. And it builds up. If that flavor is, it becomes nauseating if I really don't like it. And that's when it's food I like the Nathan's hot dogs or the smoked poutine. When it's flavors that are just like I'm super comfortable with, I can plow through it and just do a massive, massive number.
So this is obviously the next natural progression of questions in this line of questioning, and maybe the one we're going to end the interview on. Is there anything you will refuse to eat? Is there anything that if Matt Stoney is like, here's the gauntlet, I'm throwing it down, we got a bunch of sponsors, we're going to do this, you and me, head to head, and you're like, I can't. Like it has to be in the food realm. Someone in the world has to eat it. It's not like batteries or something, but like, is there something you refuse to eat?
Man, yeah, there's like... As long as it's something on a normal menu, most likely I'll try to eat it. I've always been afraid of doing oysters just because the texture is just so weird. Raw oysters, it's just slimy and it's just a weird texture. I've never gotten sick during a contest, and I could see that texture making me nauseous. So if I ever agreed to do it, I would have to put in a lot of work to build the tolerance.
What about just like ruining food for yourself? Because someone, you know, we were talking about having you on today. We do a text line segment. Somebody asked about whether, you know, you go to a ball game. Do you just want to have one hot dog? Do you want to just get like one sausage and sit there with it? Or has there actually been a turning point for you where you're like, you know what? There are some foods I just don't love the same way. I can't just go enjoy one ballpark, Frank. Like, how does that work? Just like the day-to-days of, yeah, enjoying some of the foods that you just normally would love without, like, turning your job into, or your passion into a job kind of thing.
I think because I naturally love to eat, and the competitive eating is so much, the speed and the intensity is so much harder than like pleasure eating. I separate it pretty well, but I remember there's one contest I did crab cakes, and they had gone bad. They'd been sitting out for like hours and hours, and whatever filler they used made me sick. And for years I couldn't eat crab cakes. But I've had crab cakes, and I enjoy them again. But for a while, yeah, it's for the most part, I still love to eat, and I love a hot dog. I love good hot dogs.